everybody. Welcome to the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy Thursday.
Oh, yeah. We got a fun edition of Throwback Thursday coming up today at 11:30. It's the Yacht Rock edition.
I'm already working on it.
And so this is where Mike the Big Zamboni, he has put together a list of Yacht Rock hits.
Mm-hmm.
Are these, did they go to number one?
Or they're just top hits? Tens.
Top tens. Okay. And so he's given us the year.
It's the 15 best of all time.
And then an abbreviation of the group or artist that did that and we're supposed to try to guess.
Yeah, this is a tough edition because I'm trying to just figure out the initials of the acts or the singers.
Oh, you have the initials?
We have the initials. And a year.
Okay.
Like, for example, I'll just throw one out there. I see number two on the list is DB-1979.
Well, that's
Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
And I put What a Fool Believes.
That's Michael McDonald.
Then there's a double M. There's a couple double M's,
Michael
which
McDonald.
I'm assuming you got Michael McDonald's there.
Yeah.
And you got to make sure you split that correctly, right? You got to know which one's the Doobie Brothers.
Right.
And then which one is just Michael McDonald alone.
Then we have SNC, which I assume is Seals and Crofts.
Oh, that's good. I would have never
Or Seals and Croft.
Seals?
Seals. Dan Seals.
Oh, the guy who runs Blaze Credit Union. That's Dan Stoltz. Excuse me.
Correct.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, it'll be fun.
That's going to be great.
Holly, what is ED and JCF?
ED and, okay, so two separate things?
ED.
ED.
They go together.
Oh, E and D go together.
Just like S and C. This is ED and JCF, 1976.
Everly, Ebony.
Eddie.
E.D. Oh, yeah. 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 Don't think just a band. Could be just
ooh,
an artist.
Wow. Kind of stumped there.
E.D. What's that year?
76.
E.D. 76.
So, ooh. Eric Carmen. Nope. Eric D. Eddie.
E.D.
Eddie D.
I don't know.
Electric Light. No.
You'll figure it
this
out.
This will
you
be
got,
fun. This
got,
will be fun.
You got Wordle in two today. You'll figure it
I
out.
I did
You're
get
in
Wordle in two. I might be a genius. Just saying.
That was a good one, too. You went from, you got it in two,
oh, we
and
can't
it was a
tell
nice
anybody.
Jump. I'm not going to tell anybody.
Okay.
I'm going to protect the nerd society.
Okay. Right.
I didn't know anybody who was still playing Wordle. And then I randomly,
every day,
a couple days ago, Wordle came up somehow in conversation with Lou, and then I said, okay, pull out your phone and let's do a speed round.
Yeah.
Let's just go. Who can get it first? I beat her, but she's one of those people who she likes to take her time on things, whereas I am a guy who likes to rush through things, especially in the game. And I'm like, let's just
usually,
go.
Usually, you could usually do it in 60 to 90 seconds, I think.
Oh, I think there are a lot of people who don't do it that long because people don't like to not get it, or like they want more time to think. They don't even want bad rows where it's
I
got a bunch of blank spaces. I don't want to use that letter again. Sorry, you know, even if that letter that's not in it could be a part of another word that could help to crack the code.
The code. See, I'm with you. That's my strategy. I'll try something completely new in the second guess.
Yeah.
Just to get some vowels and some consonants in there. To help me with the third guess.
Yes.
I hear you,
Holly,
man.
Holly, when's the last time that you played Wordle?
It's been, well, probably since I joined the morning show. It interrupted my morning ritual that I had.
Oh, no.
Where I would get up and I'd play, you know, do my thing and Wordle was part of it. Now I'm like, nope, hard launch into the day.
Oh, see, it's good to like just do your show prep. And then Wordle before you start getting ready to
it's
go.
It's like a nice little bonus.
Yeah.
It's the treat.
Yes.
You know, I wonder, when did I go to the bathroom? And I mean, like, you know, you could read the paper, go to the bathroom. When I worked morning news, because my alarm went off at 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And then I had to be in the newsroom, alert and ready to write a couple of stories at 3 in the morning. Did I just not have any bowel movements for that 5-month stretch of my life?
I mean, look, that is one of the hidden secrets about working these shifts. Things get arranged differently. And
yeah.
You have to life hack it.
It throws you like off of your routine. And usually if you're working a really early shift of anything, your morning routine is just truncated because you're like, well, I have to be at work at 5 in the morning. And so I don't want to sit around and make toast and eggs and watch the Today Show at 3:30 in the morning. So everything gets like kind of, that is the great compromise of early morning shift.
I think you figure it out, you know?
Yeah, you get into a routine. You create pets, new body rhythms.
Yeah, your body gets confused just like your pets do. Like, what is he doing? Why is he feeding me breakfast at 1:30 in the morning?
Can your dogs that you've had, can they sense what's going on when a suitcase comes out?
100%.
I mean, isn't that
wild? I think cats can as well.
Oh, and they love to sit in them.
Yep.
They're like, oh, where are we going?
Yep. Or sometimes they'll pee in them.
You know what's funny? My dog came up, my son said, he was down in the basement playing a video game. Dog walks over to him, takes a leak right next to him. Then my sister this story, and she said, yeah, our dog saw that we were had a suitcase out for a recent trip, and he went and crapped all in front of the suitcase, like a line of demarcation, and then came up onto their bed at some point during that day or two stretch of packing and getting ready, and peed right on the bed. She was like, I was getting peed on. My person, her body, had urine coming
out. Okay, so he's
out
mad.
Of nowhere.
He's
it's
mad.
Like, what is going on? By the way,
she still has that little dog.
She ended up keeping that little
That's
dog.
That's amazing.
We were trying to get you to take that little
I
dog.
I know. I don't do little dogs or puppies.
You're big old dogs.
That's correct.
There you go.
Mature. I just want an adult dog.
Yeah. You like him with a health problem, don't you?
I prefer not.
Okay. I didn't know if maybe just the natural caretakers, like, give me your.
And I don't want any, tired. I don't want any projects. I don't want any anxiety issues. Separate. I can't deal with separation anxiety, thunder anxiety.
Boy, and you've had that before with Max. He was nuts.
He destroyed my house.
To this day,
I still have to get repairs done that I haven't done yet.
We'd be here in the morning. There'd be a crack of thunder.
I'd freak
and
out.
And Donna was like, well, that.
I'm like, oh my God, everything. Oh my God, oh my God. I have to call my neighbor.
Yes.
I'd have to get someone to go and check. There was a time, Steve, where he did something and cut his paw in a fit of anxiety.
Mm.
And I came home with a friend and I was like, I got to check on Max. I got to see what's going on. We walked in. It was like helter skelter in there. Like there was blood all streaked all over the walls, all over my bed.
Really?
My bed sheets. I have pictures I'll show you.
Don't.
Just blood everywhere. And my friend started crying. She's like, oh my God, I didn't know it was this bad. I'm like, I've been trying to tell you.
Wow.
I've been trying to tell everybody. This is out of control.
And that was why you then, did you old yeller, Max? I forget.
Well, when it was time, yes. I didn't just...
But not that day. Of that. Okay.
Yes, no. He was a good dog. He just had anxiety.
I never got to meet Max.
You would have loved him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said he looked like the homeless version of the German short hair.
That's right. It looks like they all came, you know, when family members come and everybody's... There's a lot that we share in common, but one guy's done time. And he just looks like he can't hold down a job. That was what your dog...
He was a German
like.
Wire hair.
Wire.
He's adorable.
And it's that wire hair that always looks a little crazy. All right, we're going to take a break.
Let's do it.
All right, I know that people love dogs. They love cats. We love dog talk. I have a question about something that we tried last night with our dog that we've never really tried before, maybe once before. But I want you all to let me know, do dogs like this? Or are they greatly troubled by it? I'll tell you what happened in our house last night. And then again this morning briefly. When we return, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk. Hey, friends. What's up? Stevie Boy from my buddies at Hoffman Weber Construction. Come on. The weather's looking good. Kids, this morning, they were like, all right, what's the high temperature? I was like, guys, we got a bunch of days in the 50s coming. I think we're through it. I think we're through it and spring is here. And I bring that up because I want you to not let this be another spring where you push off a project that you know you want to do. Talking about your home. Maybe you're going to be hanging out in your home a little bit longer than you thought. And you're like, I want to love this place when we drive up to it. I'm telling you, Hoffman Weber Construction, they are your custom exterior specialist. Is it time for new siding to really ramp up the curb appeal in a jiffy? Maybe it's new windows you need, a new front door. It could be a new roof. They're so fantastic because, yes, they've been here locally in the Twin Cities for over 30 years. But on top of that, they don't want to try to push you into anything. They want to partner with you. So if you don't like the pushy sales process, I've got the folks for you. Hoffman Weber Construction, HWConstruction.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson. We got Holly Roberts for hour one. Yay.
Holly Roberts.
Hey, Halls. Hey, girl.
Michael Ganger comes in at 10 o'clock.
Yes, he does. I'm looking for your little intro here. I'm sorry, this isn't together.
This isn't a huh.
Oh my God, this is perfect then. Thank you.
This is just a thing.
Oh my God.
I just have a question.
Okay.
As you both, you know stuff about dogs.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about dogs next hour as well. I have an Instagram follow that I just discovered something about.
My Dog 1071?
I love it.
Okay, so we have a soft-coated Wheaton Terrier, not a wire-haired psychopath like you had.
That was cute.
Soft-coated Wheaton Terrier, and what a pleasant, happy dog. I've never seen anything aggressive out of this dog ever. No aggressive behavior, meaning even if other dogs walk by and are barking their heads off, Rex doesn't bark.
Mm-hmm.
He's just very happy to see everybody.
That's awesome.
Anyway, he never barks. That's sort of the key there, because last night my daughter said, hey, we should pull up one of those things on YouTube where you can play noise and it makes the dog's head tilt. You know, it's like a sound that they're, squeaky toys, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're just like, oh, I am like suddenly interested. So I look one up on YouTube. I kind of pull the first one up. And I'm trying to find out, do dogs like this or does it really distress them? And I wonder if like anyone's done a study on it, right? Where they have to have put sensors on dogs see like, is this a dopamine release for dogs?
Right.
Or is it anxiety inducing? So we play this sound and my generally silent dog gets super interested very, very quickly and then goes into a long sustained howl.
Stop!
That I've never heard from him before.
Cool.
So it was like this. You hear the squeaky squeaky and then at which point my daughter and I are on the floor laughing because we are like, what in the world is happening?
That's so cool.
And then we did it again and super interested, head tilty, and then he lets out a howl. And then we showed my wife this morning. But my question is, and it's funny to see, but I just want to make sure, like, hurting the dog? Am I causing the dog anxiety? Because there are a lot of these videos, and this was a trending thing on Instagram, I don't know, a year or two ago, where there were like, play this sound for your dog. And then you do, and then the dog instantly locks on you and does a head tilt. But the long howl was very bizarre.
Was it a very high pitch sound? Because you don't want to hurt their ears.
It is like a squeaky toy.
Okay, sound. But they like the squeaky sound.
I'll pull it up here right now.
All right, this is great.
Yeah, I just couldn't figure out. So I was thinking maybe they've done a study on it, or maybe you've done this with your dog before.
I haven't.
Huh.
It's interesting because I love watching dogs watch TV on Instagram. I'm like, look at that dog, like, barking at a cartoon when there's danger approaching.
I'm sorry if you're listening with your dog right now.
Okay, here we go.
So it starts with a bark. That's fine. It's like, okay, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that hurts. That's not a good noise for your dog.
Do you think so? It's like a whistle.
It's too high. It hurts my ears.
It was like that. Their ability to hold a note was incredible.
So they have a... This is what I just found.
Okay.
So they have a wider range of hearing, just like they do with smell.
Okay.
So some noises could be potentially painful to their ears. High frequency sounds.
Okay.
So that's sounds like it's kind of cruel.
Well, you know? But I think the high... Maybe. But I think the high frequency, I think of... oh, goodness. Like they have a... like a little like gun that you can do that does a high-pitched sound. So like if you're at the dog park and your dog's far away, you can hit that real quick. But that like you, for you to hear it, a person, you have to kind of like get it close to your ear. So that's a very high frequency thing. Whereas well, this is something whistles. That we could all hear.
Like a dog whistle you can't hear.
Right. I have breaking dog news.
Love it. Okay. Please lay it on me.
Breaking dog news. Yes. I have just been alerted.
Okay.
By our friend Brittany.
Okay.
At the Animal Humane Society.
Okay.
Hi, Brittany.
That the puppies that visited us yesterday.
Yes.
Are now available for adoption.
Yay!
At the Animal Humane Society's Golden Valley location.
Love it. I highly recommend Ellie. Very mellow puppy. Very sweet. Locks eyes with you.
Yes, Ellie. Her litter mate Adele is available. I mean, they're all available for adoption now. So if you go to animalhumanesociety.org/adoption and you check out the Twin Cities location, all the pups are available for adoption right now. We've got Adele, Ellie,
Jenna.
Oh, Annie.
Annie.
Oh, that's who I held yesterday. Aww. And she is a sweetheart.
Were they all blue healers?
Yes. Yeah, all litter mates.
Okay.
So American blue healer / husky mix. So
they're going to be vocal.
Yeah. So they're going to, you know, this is the howl from the Siberian husky.
Oh, is that what we were hearing?
Yeah, they're like, shut up, Karen.
Maybe they enjoy making that sound. What happens?
They
is it first come, first served, or you have to go through, they have to compare
adoption
applications,
process.
I guess?
Yeah, there is a process, okay. But if you need more information, just visit our friends at the Animal Humane Society.
All right. Thank you, Holly. Some noises, by the way, could be painful to your dog's ears. So just
I know
be careful.
That, but okay, I
so
don't know. I want an answer to that sort of video.
I'd say err on the side of caution. We'll be right back. Oh, this would be a great time for me to tell you all about Blaze Credit Union. I happen to be a member. I have a savings account over at Blaze. I also financed one of my cars through Blaze. I know Steve finances his car through Blaze. We're Blazers, buddy. Yeah, Blaze is a full-service financial institution, and they can help you with any type of financial product or service at any stage of life because they are all about service. Let's talk about those car loans real quick. They've got great rates for your car loan, and also they have extended warranty plans that are probably better and cost you less than it's going to cost you at the dealer. So definitely, at the very least, look into that. Free checking. You want free checking? Blaze has got free checking. When you deposit a minimum of $100, they'll give you $150 back. Here's what you should do. Go to blazecu.com. Blaze is insured by NCUA, an equal housing opportunity lender. Hey, guys. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. So happy to have you listening. Had a fun show planned today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time.
Oh, you have no idea.
Honestly, if you're just getting here, you got a lot of catching up to do. You know what I mean?
Conan O'Brien is going to appear on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on Tuesday night of next week, I assume.
That's fun.
So this is his first time back since his stint as host ended 14 years ago. So if you don't recall, he replaced Jay Leno in June of 2009 and then was replaced by Jay again, or Jay came back in January of 2010. That was the weirdest situation.
It was a fun time to be alive. If you were watching the late night wars part due, it was crazy. Conan would talk about it every night. He would just blast NBC management. It was, oh, and then Letterman was down the dial on channel two for me. You know, it was like channel 11 and channel two. And he would just be making fun of the situation and calling Jay Leno out every night. It was a very surreal moment in television late night history.
Didn't Jay retire? Right. He retired and then he unretired.
That is correct.
And but then there they took the rug out from under Conan, who left a job to take this job.
That's right.
Now he's jobless.
And he moved across the country from New York to L.A.
Yeah.
And Jay had had Conan on his show and said, hey, I'm handing over the keys. It's all yours, buddy. And then turned around and NBC started wooing him back. Leno was like, I didn't really want to leave in the first place, but they were like, pretty much like, announce your retirement. He announced it 3 years before he retired, too. So there was this really long runway. And then when the time finally came, there was a handoff. And months into it, the ratings weren't great. They then also, after Leno was supposed to leave.
Wait, Leno's ratings weren't great or Conan's?
Conan's.
Well, that's normal.
Yes, but the affiliates weren't loving it. But part of the reason that they were saying that they weren't great is they then put Leno on at 10 o'clock. So I'm doing East Coast time when the late night shows air at 11:30. 11.
Right.
So Leno came on and was doing a 10 o'clock show. And I think the affiliates were like, this isn't a good lead-in for us, but Conan's struggling too. And I think NBC said, well, Leno always got the better ratings. Maybe we now see if we can get Leno back on The Tonight Show. He'll do a half hour, 11:30 to 12. And then we'll start The Tonight Show at midnight. And Conan can still do that. And Conan was like, this is not cool.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Yeah, it's weird. How do you go to like industry events when you have this history and, you know, to run into... I'd love to see Conan and Jay Leno in a room together and see how they interact.
I would pay $25. Okay, that's a couple movie tickets to watch an interview with Leno and Conan. I'll up it. I'll pay $100.
Oh boy!
If you get me Letterman, Leno, Conan in the same room. To rehash or maybe bury the hatchet.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Leno and Letterman, they long had a feud whenever Letterman thought he was going to be getting he was going to replace Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show.
Right.
Leno gets hot. They go with Leno. Letterman's like, well, I'm out of here. I'm not going to stay in that spot anymore.
Yeah.
CBS woos him over with big money. And David Letterman, who I loved The Late Show.
Loved me too. It was my favorite.
But he does not strike me as a person who releases grudges.
Really?
He is a grudge holder.
I don't think anymore.
Maybe less now.
You know, he's really, I feel like Howard Stern is going through a little bit of this too. You know, where they're just softer as they get older.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, immature.
I tell you what, that made for that long feud. And I believe it was after the whole Conan debacle, the most surprising moment in a Super Bowl commercial ever was when it was Oprah and Letterman on a couch. And then it cuts wide to Jay, like, can you pass the chips? And then you're like, holy crap. And I actually thought that they shot it separately. And they did not. Leno came in. They did their bit together. And as professionals, they're all like, we'll make the commercial. And then we'll go about our day.
Yeah.
I wonder if Letterman and Leno have...
buried the hatchet.
Well, I just like wonder if since then, in the last decade, since they've both formally retired, Have they gotten on the phone at any point? Or because they used to be buddies. They were like, they were close friends because they were on the comedy circuit together.
Yeah.
And so they'd both be at the Laugh Factory and all these other comedy joints out in L.A., cracking each other up. And then they both start getting reps as Johnny's fill-in. Now, Johnny Carson famously had tons of vacation and would take so much time off that they would have a, they wanted a stable of familiar faces. Joan Rivers did a lot of stuff filling in for Carson.
There's some bitterness there too.
There is. Yeah. It's, you know, egos. They're tricky.
You would like, and I know I've told you this before. Oh my God. Pete Holmes, I think it's on HBO. It's called Crashing.
Yeah.
And it's all about the, you know, the comedy circuit and, you know, there's jealousy because of the egos. One person gets, you know, to do the Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. And so they get bumped up a couple of slots. I mean, people are sitting in the comedy club, like the comedy store, all night waiting for their chance to go up. And sometimes they get bumped because...
In walks this big name who's
correct.
Like, I want to do five minutes
or 10 minutes. Yeah. And then that person who's been there all day gets bumped. It was a really good show. You should check it out.
I'll tell you what, you've got to have respect for the professional grit of stand-up comics because they...
It's a grind.
You know, they genuinely have to put themselves out there and win over a new audience one night after another. Now, it changes when you're a big headliner and you do national tours and you're a Seinfeld or a Gaffigan or a Bergazzi or a Kevin Hart... Then it's home field advantage wherever you go. But as you are cutting your teeth in comedy, it's one smoky, dusty, beer-stinking comedy club after another, usually after midnight.
Right.
And you're like...
And not only that, but like in the case of Mitzi Shore.
Yes.
Like, she would have these... they would have to pay their dues, you know, so they'd have to be outside on the streets of L.A. handing out flyers, trying to get people to come in.
And that's how you get your 5 minutes?
So not necessarily. You are now like kind of thrown, your name is thrown into the hat. You know what I mean? So
genius.
She's
by
making
her.
Them pay for it, you know, and they might have to be doing this during the day. So to have a full-time job is nearly impossible if you really want to make it in comedy.
I remember, I wish I remember this story better, but you can go back and listen to Kelly Ripa's podcast. She did an episode with Sebastian Maniscalco.
Okay.
And who, of course, another super hot comic.
Right
and
now,
she was talking about how they saw him. I feel like they were out there for the Oscars. In L.A., and they went to a comedy club and felt like, I believe she tells the story that they almost felt like they discovered a guy. Come to find out, he had already been discovered. He was about to skyrocket. But, you know, not long before people get their stand-up specials or booked on a sitcom, they feel like they are trying to desperately win over an audience who more than likely is new to them. That's a tough way to do it. We go on the air every day. You could say that we have to prove ourselves to an audience, but we don't have to hear their feedback.
Correct.
So if they're bored right now and tuned out, we don't know that.
Right.
But if they're bored and tuned out at a comedy show, you know that because the silence is deafening.
Yeah. Yeah. So props to all of our
comics
out there. We salute you.
We do.
I used to like the show Last Comic Standing.
That was a good show.
Yeah.
I'd like to see more of that and less of this dating stuff.
Sure.
Oh, here.
Right?
Yes.
Like, okay, we've got enough of these.
Yes.
And we have a lot of singing shows too.
We could tighten that up.
Yes. Agreed. Hey, by the way, Conan is promoting his upcoming travel series. Conan O'Brien Must Go. He's going to be visiting new friends in Norway, Thailand, Argentina, and Ireland. And the first episode premieres April 18th on Max. Just thought I would give him a little plug there.
Speaking of other funny people, I was listening to the Dan Patrick show yesterday, and he had Adam Sandler on. Dan Patrick has appeared in a whole bunch of Adam Sandler movies as cameos. Yeah. Famously, he was not in Happy Gilmore. They went with the wonderful sports broadcaster Vern Lundquist, who added some real gravitas to it because in the midst of all the shenanigans of Happy Gilmore, you had this trusted, comfortable voice that you remember from Saturdays and Sundays if you grew up watching golf. Anyway, Sandler did confirm Happy Gilmore 2 is going to be happening. Funny, though, he was talking with Dan and he said, you know, I was talking to Christopher McDonald, who plays Shooter McGavin, the bad guy in Happy Gilmore. And he was like, yeah, like he came to this comedy thing and we were talking. I love that guy. And so I mentioned, hey, we're doing this. But and I don't know if Sandler was joking or not, because he always kind of seems like he's joking. But he said, I told him, you know, don't tell anybody. And he said, and he respected that, except he just told a couple of DJs who are well known for not spreading stories. He was like, hello, he went on a radio show, told the thing that I didn't want anybody to know.
Oh, no.
So he said, we are doing it. We're still writing it. And but we feel really good about it. And Christopher McDonald is going to be in it. Sandler sounded like he was taking that all in stride and having good fun with it.
Okay.
But Bob Barker, who was in Happy Gilmore, they had a famous fight scene. He was like, we're going to find a way to honor Bob Barker. Carl Weathers has since passed. Joe Flaherty has since passed. He's like, I want to find a way to honor all of them. But it's going to be on Netflix. And so
awesome.
It's part of his big Netflix deal.
Yep.
So he's going to do that, and we'll see how it all comes together. Also, he said the executives tried to strong arm him into, instead of calling it Happy Gilmore, which is a name of one of Adam Sandler's, a friend of a friend. And he just thought, that's a funny name.
His name is Gilmore?
Happy. His name is Happy Gilmore. There's a real life Happy Gilmore.
Oh my God.
And they were just like, that's the name that we should use.
Like the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, exactly. But they said the executives were like, no, we want this to be called Hole in Fun. He was like, you guys.
No.
No, that's so dumb.
Nope.
So
the dumbest.
Became Happy Gilmore. Donna, I don't think you've ever seen that movie.
I don't. I feel like I've seen clips, because as soon as you mentioned Bob Barker, I do remember, like, I don't know, seeing a scene maybe during promoting the movie or something.
It was a great, such an unexpected scene. When you first saw that movie, it was really great. So,
Steve, anyway. I'll put it on the list.
Donna.
All right.
Oh, and you know, funny that you say that, because we said yesterday you need to go home and watch Ocean's 11, the George Clooney version. Sandler is right now in London shooting with George Clooney on a movie. And he was very mum about what that project was. He said, I can't. We're having a good time. And he just kept saying, we're having a good time. Laura Dern is in it as well.
I would watch that.
I don't know if it's drama, if it's comedy.
Okay. We got to go. But when we come back, I was surprised by this. I don't know if you would be, but I've got a little stat on Aaron Rodgers and his performance-based pay. We'll get to that when we come back. And then you've got something about a woman from TikTok.
There's a woman from TikTok who is encouraging fart walks. Wait until you hear her explain them. Give her a shot here, okay? Okay. That when we come back, all it's right. Don and Steve on My Talk.
Welcome back
to the show.
Welcome back.
Watch me.
Welcome back. Hey,
okay.
It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Let's do this.
If you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Permission to come aboard, Captain Steubing?
Okay.
I am going to let you listen to a woman that I heard on TikTok talking about fart walks, but hear me out. Right now, I don't know what you have in your mind. And I don't know how old this woman is, but she is a woman of a certain age.
Okay.
So in case you're thinking this is some teenager being crude, it's not the case. It randomly popped up on my social. And apparently she has started the hashtag fartwalk. But here's her explaining what it is, why she does it, and what it's going to help you with. This is Marilyn Smith on social. Here we go.
Emotions. Hold on a second.
Oh, stand by.
No, stand by.
Stand by.
Here we go.
You age wonderfully. And if you follow me, you know that my husband and I go out for fart walks most nights after dinner. So about 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does. And you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do the fart walks is because by walking for as little as 2 minutes, we usually walk for about 10, 15, 20, but not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. We are helping reduce our chances of developing type 2 diabetes. Why? Well, because walking is helping maintain our blood sugars, keeping them from ricocheting all around. And as you age, especially after 40, you have a bigger chance of developing type 2 diabetes. So it's these little things you do on a regular basis that can have a really big impact on your long-term health. So sign yourself up for FartWalks. I invented the hashtag. Yeah, so on my grave, Marilyn Smith, the fart walk inventor. Yeah, you know what? It's fun to be famous for something.
How about that, Donna?
Okay, I hate everything about that.
Donna?
I mean...
You're trying... She's...
TMI.
You had an uncomfortable look on your face that whole time. I didn't know if you were having gas. But I thought that she made a good case for the blood sugar being... evened out. I didn't know that.
For a walk in general.
Yeah, well, who among us does not crop dust when out for an evening stroll?
Hey now. Donna?
I don't think so.
I
save that for Target.
Donna. Oh, Donna.
Donna what does the lean into the rack. In the clearance section at Target.
Watch out if Donna.
Watch out if Donna just stands still for a second and then moves on.
Donna.
I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't want to hear like what otherwise sounds to be a dignified woman.
Yes, and she looks such. It all is like you would not expect her to be addressing that. That's what obviously is catching everybody's attention. And she's so calm and just delivers it in a really nice way.
Yeah.
And if you need a picture in your head of this woman, think of like the lovely Nancy Nelson, who we know from local media, and also she works with Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, opens those shows quite often.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yeah. She's like the MC.
Yes. Yes, like fully put together, well-dressed, like just looks everything that you wouldn't expect the next thing to be. You should take a fart walk, and here's why.
She has hashtag fart walk trademarked, so she's business.
Trademarked, oh did it, queen. Oh, so now we're going to have a bunch of people taking walks around the lake wearing sweatshirts that say hashtag fart walk.
You're right. I mean, we should. I'm on a fart walk.
Oh my gosh, we could raise money. We should all just do a walk. You know, you're doing the animal walk. I'm doing the big climb.
Should I do the fart walk?
Yes.
Is that my lane?
On it, Steve, that's your lane.
Now, listen, let's all be childish for one moment here. The fart walk is one thing. A fart run, though, the first time you're running and you find yourself having to pass gas, that's an odd sensation. Because it's got a whole rhythm and it's like a percussion section now. And it's broken up into little pieces. And you're like, what is going on here?
I mean, Steve, have you run a marathon before or a half marathon?
No. What is that? Just fartapalooza?
I'm just letting you know. When you're done, you're done.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, that's good.
Oh.
That's good.
By the way, Wilford Brimley, we were talking about lowering your chances of type 2 diabetes. And Wilford Brimley was younger than you are, Donna, when he filmed his first Quaker Oats commercial. In 1988. Yet another example of someone looking significantly older than they actually were.
Or maybe we all just have age dysmorphia. We don't realize how old we look at current, you know.
That could be. They say when he started his first appearances on the Waltons in 1974, he was only 40.
Wow. Yeah, the Brimley cocoon line, it's a thing.
What is that?
The Brimley cocoon line.
Say more words.
Is when Cocoon, the movie, was released in theaters on June 21st, 1985, Wilford Brimley was 50 years old. 50 years, 9 months, and 6 days.
Wow.
And when you reach that age in your own life, that is called crossing the Brimley cocoon line.
Oh, wow. Good to know.
That's crazy that he was only 50. He looks, respectfully, older than 50 in that movie.
Yes, indeed. It's the gray hair and the mustache.
And how he talked.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here, I'll just throw this out there. I thought it was an interesting story. So the NFL has a thing called performance-based pay, designed to give extra compensation to players who have low salaries but overperformed and got a lot of playing time. Well, now Aaron Rodgers is in the opposite situation. He has a high salary, $75 million over 2 years. But because of his injury, he barely played at all. He only took 0.33% of the Jets' snaps in 2023. Therefore, his performance-based pay for the season was $81.14.
There you go. Don't spend it all in one place.
The lowest in the NFL. There you go.
All right.
Bye, Holly.
Bye.
Mike's in next. Dirt Alert and then music news. Stay there.
Hey friends, it's Steve. You know, the season is changing and now is the time to begin planning your winter adventures here in Minnesota. From dog sledding across a frozen lake to dining in an igloo, winter can be magical in Minnesota. So start planning your winter getaway and visit one of the world's largest malls or catch a touring Broadway production. Get your free monthly travel e-newsletter and start planning your dream trip or browse through endless events and activities happening throughout the entire state by visiting exploreminnesota.com.